Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. A special presentation coming up later this month within the Mercer County School District. Students will be involved. Staff will be involved. Parents will be involved. And the presenter is Detective Richard Wostocki. He hails from Naperville, Illinois. And this is a cyber guide presentation. Good morning, Detective Wostocki. This is a very important topic. And a lot of discussion needs to be held with basically all the parties I mentioned, students, teaching staff, and more importantly, parents.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for having me on. This is such an important presentation that not only kids need to have, but parents need to be involved in it as well, and most importantly, faculty. You see, when our kids are in school and they come across a problem on their social media, does it happen in school, does it happen out of school, but most of the time it is taken in school, and teachers, deans, principals need to know exactly what to do when they're faced with these things, because I am sick and tired of kids committing suicide as a result of cyberbullying, where they think nobody can help them, nobody can find out who it is, and it's so important to empower our kids that they know that law enforcement can make it stop. But on the flip side, not only do we have to train, it takes a village, Jim. Not only do we have to train faculty, students, and parents, we have to train our law enforcement as well.
So,
know what to do and how to make it stop.
So, you know, you look at these issues, and I know a lot of it boils down to just kind of the level of decorum that basically has become almost the lowest, you know, common denominator. Out there, whether it be, you know, message boards on Facebook pages, or as you mentioned, you know, social media with Twitter or Instagram or whatever. It's basically, you know, sitting behind the keyboard or sitting on the phone. And the damaging thing by the words or the pictures, the words that are written or the pictures that are exchanged, I guess.
Yes. And the message that I bring, whether it's the kids or it's the parents, is that ultimately the parents are responsible for everything that kid does on their device. They're responsible for what happens on Instagram. They're responsible for what happens on Snapchat. They are responsible for that kid's technology. And on the flip side, what I tell the kids is there's no such thing as privacy for children when it comes to students and their parents. Parents have to be monitoring, and students need to accept the fact that there's no such thing as privacy because the parent is responsible for that technology.
So when you say monitoring,
yes.
Define what that means. Monitoring a kid who has a son or daughter that has a cell phone, that means what?
So when we talk about monitoring, actually you can be physically going into the phone by checking their contacts, checking their messages, checking their pictures and videos that they have on there, and I show parents where to look. Monitoring also means putting software in that phone that you can monitor what they're doing remotely. You can set limits on how long you want them on. You can pause that phone if they're at dinner. You can do all kinds of things with monitoring to know exactly what's going on in that phone. And again, Jim, there's no such thing as privacy for our children. And by monitoring, you help them, if they're in a bad situation, get through that by having technology talks with your kids.
So you're set up then on the November 13th, which is a Monday. You'll meet, I think you're meeting at the junior high, the intermediate
yes.
school, I believe, then the high school. And then
yes.
you'll cap it off that night with a basically kind of a parent presentation from 7 to
right.
9 p.m. That's Monday the 13th. So just kind of elaborate a little bit about how the day is set up for you.
Yeah, so I usually love doing the kids in the morning first, and I kind of get a read on what they're into, if they're into Uvu, which is a video chat site, if they're into Saraha, which is a new site out of Egypt where kids can anonymously say things about other kids, and I show them that no one online is anonymous. So I take them through exactly how I investigate internet crime, And then I show them that if it's happening to them, we can most definitely find out who's doing this to them to make it stop. And then we'll transition to the parents, and I report to the parents what I found in the kids' presentation. And it's important because parents seem to think, oh, that doesn't happen here. It doesn't happen somewhere else. But when I show them what their kids are into, and I give them examples of cases that we have actually worked in those social media platforms that they have already. So, again, if parents want more information on my background and everything like that and monitoring software and the programs that we have, my website is besureconsulting.com, B-E-S-U-R-E, consulting.com, because parents can see what monitoring software there is, the topics of discussion, the way, you know, all kinds of resources for parents and monitoring their kids, and this is what I bring at night. It's so important for parents to go, because if they're not the ones having and learning about the technology talk with their kids, the people they meet on their social networks are going to be the ones telling their kids what is right and what is wrong.
And again, your presentation Monday, November the 13th, 7 to 9 p.m. for basically the parents and the general public at the Mercer County High School Auditorium. And I don't want to give the whole presentation out because I really want people to get there and participate in this. But, you know, with your job being a detective and dealing with some of these cyber crimes, you know, are school like discipline code policies in terms of, you know, how challenging this is now in today's society when you know, it's not just a situation where it's within the defined halls of a physical school building. I mean, this is so much wider than that. I mean,
advent of technology with schools giving Chromebooks to kids, the schools are extending that liability because if they're not protecting the kids at home with that device, they're bringing that stuff at home back to school.
And I guess my question is in terms of like the school discipline code of conduct or whatever you want to call it, in terms of having the right discipline policy in place for cyber stuff. I mean, do you think that's up to date for most of these school districts in the areas?
Absolutely not. I say absolutely not, and I chuckle because last year I created a program, a diversion program, called JuvenileJusticeOnline.org. So instead of arresting kids, and our law enforcement needs to be trained too, because sometimes our law enforcement will do one of three things when it comes to discipline. They'll say, oh, just delete it. You got to have thicker skin. Or they'll say, you probably started it, or we don't handle that. That's a civil matter. And they victimize the child twice. Well, not only law enforcement does that, school officials do that too. So if we're not giving the right discipline, now let's say a sexting case, for example, when parents come to me and they say, that boy made my daughter take those pictures. Well, it takes two to tango, but our kids should not be expelled, as we have an SB 100 situation now. They should not be arrested. They need to be educated. So what we do in Juvenile Justice Online is that we give not only consequences to the kids and a learning experience, such as community service, writing research papers, watching of videos that we produce and take a test, self-esteem counseling, apology letters, and we use the whole restorative justice process. And then the parents have consequences as well. They have to watch a video and show what their responsibility is to technology. We have them take their kids' devices away, and we give them free monitoring software so they can remotely monitor their child. And they have to follow the kid through the diversion. You see, it's only through education and restorative justice that we can affect fantastic educational moments for our kids when they're involved in it. Because recidivism rate with Juvenile Justice Online is less than 5%. Once they learn and know exactly what they need to be doing, it's they'll never do it again. And because we show them how it's going to affect their future.
I guess when you know, to kind of segue from that, when you talk about, like, just following the criminal justice system here locally, it's from, like, when you talk about sexting, I can see basically there's basically kind of a definitive criminal statute that would apply to that.
Yeah, I created the sexting law.
Yeah, so, but I mean, in terms of, and I get that, where that's basically definitive. I don't want to say it's black and white, but I can see how, from a law enforcement standpoint, that the law can be applied. And yeah, even from a school district standpoint, I can see how discipline can be rendered when something like that happens. But when you talk about the subjectivity, when you try to define cyberbullying and what that actually is, that to me has to be, in terms of these, like, school discipline policies, and even mm-hmm. from a criminal statute, how subjective that is. I mean, what is the fine line there, you think?
Well, our criminal statute is making any comment, request, suggestion, or proposal that is obscene with the intent to offend. That's our harassment electronic communication statute. Okay, so what I do when I talk to the kids, I ask them, what is your definition of freedom of speech? So we talk about freedom of speech, and I say, okay, you can say Mr. Smith is a horrible teacher and post on your Instagram, your Twitter, whatever you want. But when you say Mr. Smith is a horrible teacher, and here's a picture of him doing this, and I'll bet you he does this, and I've heard he does this, with the intent to offend, it's obscene, that's a crime. And our kids need to know that. Not only our kids need to know that, but our faculty needs to know that, and our law enforcement officers need to know that.
Well, that is a tremendous answer right there. I'm glad you elaborated on that, because it's freedom of speech does not come without consequence, and I like
Correct.
To tell a lot of people that. So,
especially
when you're talking about social media. So, I mean, that's the big issue where
Right.
most of that comes into play. Well, I would invite people again to attend this presentation with Detective Richard Wostocki. He'll be in Aledo at Mercer County High School. He's actually going to be in the Mercer County School District all day on Monday, November the 13th, meeting with students and staff, and then the community invited to a presentation from 7 to 9 p.m. at Mercer County High School. Again, that's Monday, November the 13th. I hope to stop down, Detective Wostocki, and partake in that presentation. Thanks for giving us some time
awesome.
Today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate your time.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.